Blog Talk Radio.
They don't know, what I've been through.
We got London on the chain.
They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new chick that I just fought with some good head. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on a Rolex. Now the motherfucker got a brand new Glock. They don't know about the brand new chopper for the same old head. A nigga mad 'cause a nigga can't stop. They don't know about the old school. That I keep put up when I pull it out, they be like, who that? Y'all know about the old school days when a nigga had waves. I swear every night I wore a durag. Y'all know about the old school day, man. The city was jam, my nigga want to see some booty. Got an old school hoe trying to school me. So I'ma hit that pussy from the back, make a screen like.
I get it from my mama, dummy, through them homies. Fuck this bitch, bean, talking to your homies. We're gonna kill you, gonna make you strong. Ain't hear it.
Heard it from my mama, from my mama.
Bird is in the one that turn up in the soda. Leave my purple on the beach, smoking with my mama. Hey, where the move is?
He pimping when they clear.
I ain't never had shit and had to get out there and get me some money. What's going on, I'm still dancing.
I don't know what you're playing. I'm still over here bopping.
All right, I got D keeping in. Hold on 1 second, DJ. Introduce him to the show tonight. Let me see what D wants.
Yeah, welcome everybody to the Get Off Your Chest Tuesday. And I guess y'all were just listening to the sounds of MC Butt Naked on the ones and twos. Welcome everybody to the DJ Crackin' Butt Naked Show.
Boy, you are. Let me own D on up. I had D to call in. Hey, D, how's it going, King?
What's happening, my brother? What's happening? What's happening?
I don't know.
What's going on, DJ?
I'm good, brother. Without further ado, won't you give us a word of prayer before we start this show off? Yes,
be more than glad to. We just come off a dog show and we was in prayer there. We started and ended in prayer. And hopefully we have a lot of those brothers over here who want to bow here. We're going to start this show off in prayer. I want you, brother, to know when we do this prayer thing, brother, it's no fake tissues. It's no play thing. This is for real with me. I've been at the Word for over 40 years and I promise I'm God blessed. I'm God gifted and blessed. Blessed by the best, and that's the Holy Lord Himself. With that being said, let's bow our heads for a few moments. I promise not to hold you long. Heavenly Father, we come to you once more again today just to thank you. Father, we want to thank you for another blessed day, another gorgeous day. Day has been coming, Lord, since the beginning of time. A day that we will never see again. Praying, Father, that the ones that made it through the day did the best that they could possibly do. Asking you, Father, to guide them and keep them. Father, once again, we want to ask you to look upon the bereaved family, Father, that lost one of his loved ones. Ask you to let your angels camp around their heavy heart. Give them mind. Give them peace. Give them understanding. Above all, Father, let them know that you are God, God all by yourself. Let them know, Father, that you make no mistakes. Let them know, Lord, that heaven, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless the loved ones, the drag racers, as we go to and fro once more and again. Bless this show, Father, that it may be as good or better than the one that just went off. We pray, Father, that you keep the brothers in peace, keep their minds at ease as we speak to one another. Let us know that we can argue, Father, yet do in love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can't say it no better than that. King, I sure appreciate it.
Y'all hold on for a
minute. Yeah, King, we're going to call this day. I think they're going to call this the Kill It All show today. we got a lot going on out here in the racing game, boy. It's rough. I ain't gonna say it fair, but it's hard. So, DJ got a few things that he got to say. Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say about this racing game, about the grid game that what it's trying to evolve to with all these new people that coming into the grid game because of the hype, but they're not real grid racers.
Hello.
So we're gonna speak. Yeah, DJ, we're gonna speak upon a lot of things, different other things tonight, and on the morning show, what everybody know about. I mentioned it Monday morning. When I mentioned it, the whole damn show got quiet. Well, nobody said nothing.
What did he say?
I don't know if they took heed to what I was saying. And I know some things were said on some backline because some people already told me what was said on some of the things. But it is what it is. And I spoke the motherfucking truth. Excuse my French.
What did you say, nigga?
No, I said some real shit, and a lot of people like to hear the real stories about a lot of things. They like to hear fairy tales and lies and stuff. And I just told it like it was and the way it should be, and what I was gonna do on some of these occasions that's going on. Well, first of all, D, I'd like to thank you for that. Then I'm going to go ahead and go into details on my part. But I think DJs and them got some things they want to say or some other stuff. First of all, I want to give props off to Jay Barnes and Dave Floyd for the show that they put out over there Saturday at Macon, Middle Georgia Motorsport Park, a.k.a. the Zoo.
Yes,
they had a wonderful show.
Woo.
Good turnout. They had a good head count. They had some good racing. Yeah,
track
hey, I met
good.
A lot of good people.
Track
it was just wonderful over there. And the
staff
over there was.
Track working.
But the staff were excellent, you know. I don't know who that little short, chubby guy here, the David Floyd, that was over everybody, I think he was. That guy was real excellent, man. He was real amenable to everybody. He welcomed everybody. And he said he's sorry for something that wasn't finished and that they working on it and come back. You know, he was sincere with it. He wasn't faking it like a lot of people do. You know? And I'd like to thank Jay again for putting on that wonderful show. With that being said, everybody did their things at the track.
Okay, he said, with that being said, it sounds like you shouldn't get something off your chest. You got something to get off your chest, Nick?
Yeah, I got a lot.
Yeah.
Now, y'all forgive me from a little long winded
like
today. It seemed like that to me, King. He did that to a build up.
Wait a minute.
You said they're
coming off your hips to your lips.
Yeah, I had to say that shit. See what I said? I tell you straight from the hip and they're coming off these lips. You heard what I said.
All right, go ahead.
Well, if grid racing turned into the way that it's going, but Nick, it would not no longer be grid racing for long.
Oh, man, goddamn, stop it.
I'm telling the truth.
He don't want
to. If it keeps going down the path that it's going, but nigga won't be raised for long. I'd rather clad Ray than Grud Ray.
Oh,
it gotta be the way that it would that we
can. A fallen soldier. God damn, what the problem is?
Yeah, well, but nigga, what happened? Man.
Down there Saturday, a lot of people came out. It was extremely packed. A friend of mine by the name of J1, a long time ago, told me, he said, butt naked, to the track late and get your car ready to raid. If you're hanging out all night, tricking off and drinking and doing whatever the fuck you do at nighttime, you need to go take your ass to bed, say your prayer, and get your ass up early in the morning, get to the track early, and get your parking spot, and to get your car set up. He never told a lie about that now. With that being said, I got there early. For the first time in a long time, earlier. Man, these people getting in the track late, knowing they need to be there early. They getting there late, and so they parking anywhere and everywhere. People not respecting people's property. People not respecting people as people. People doing what the hell they want to do. And it ain't like that. So I'm at the track, got my parking spot. I'm ready to damn unload my shit, get everything ready. But for the ones that got there late and were getting there late, they didn't have nowhere to park.
I got to agree. I was one of them folks. I had to wait probably 20, 30. I already got there late, and I had to wait almost 30 minutes just to find a place to make a place to park.
You know, they were late as hell. But every man on that damn show that got a race car, they ever been to a track, no, you don't block nobody goddamn trailing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a good time at all at the show. You know, I had a headache from the get-go. They blocked my trailer in with five different cars and one raid car. They're not only my trailer. They did a lot of people like that. Then they blocked me in my spot where I had to park my car at. That just, you know, common sense. You know, the car got to go inside the trailer where the lights at. They over there pissing because of walking their short, stinking ass to the bathroom. They're pissing in public. You got your kids with you. You got your old lady with you. Nobody want to see that shit, man. You know? It's just being real disrespectful. And most of the people that was there that didn't have a race car, then it was a lot of the ones that had street cars that were doing that shit.
Well, one thing, let me kind of jump in there a little bit. You do gotta kind of understand. I mean, the thing is, we as races that's been doing this along, that we need to be a little more mindful as far. We need to put the message out there a little bit more for people, because what it is this game is growing. It's growing quicker than you know we could ever imagine. Everybody's trying to get a race car. Everybody's trying to get into this thing called racing, and a lot of people, you know, when you got a big event, it usually brings out people that don't normally come to a track. And you always got people that don't really know enough about the track that comes with people that's been going to the track that don't know, and then they feel like they're hanging out at the park or hanging out in some type of parking lot, like, you know, like they do, or, you know, how people hang out, so they don't really know. So you gotta
exactly.
Keep that in your mind too, but at the same time, Dan, what you're saying, and I know how aggravating that could be. I mean, you know, I was late enough at 7. I'm trying to get my car ready. A lot of people they'll come stand right in front of you when you're trying to do something to your car, and I mean it's like, you know, I ain't trying to be rude to nobody. But at the same time, just give a guy a little give him a little breathing room, you know. I don't care if you stand around and watch, but give me some room. Don't stand in my way. But, you know. But go ahead. Put that in there, I guess. Continue on, bud, nigga.
Yeah, DJ, I'm back. I clicked over
1 second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with that being said, man, some people take this shit as a joke. You know, we don't spend good money to get there. We don't spend good money to prepare for that race. And for us not to be able to work on our cars and stuff like that, that shit is not right. Not only that, I had my son with me. I try to shield my son from a lot of things that the worldly thing in the world until I think I'm ready to tell him. I shielded him, told him about a lot of things that I haven't yet. And he asked me, he said, "Daddy, what that smell is smelling like that?" I said, "I don't know. I knew what it was. I knew exactly what it was." Then later on, he smelled it again.
What did you tell him? You told him it was that, ooh-wee.
That what he said. He said, "Ooh, Daddy, ooh-wee, what that smell is?" I said, "Son, that's some kind of marijuana."
You just said what it was. It's that, ooh-wee.
And then he smelled it. He said, "Daddy, that what it called? That loud." I be hearing him talking about some loud. I said, "I don't know what
but
it is, son, what kind of it is."
Yeah, I know.
But it's smelling loud. And, you know,
well,
I had to talk to him about
it. It was good. Well, sometimes certain things happen. It was good that you were there to be able to explain to him firsthand, you know.
But you know what? It's a matter of respect still.
Exactly.
I don't care what a man do. That's that man. That man be.
You're right.
But in the world, in the game where we come from, you respect old people and you respect kids. Amongst ourselves, we can do what the fuck we want to do, but don't do that shit around everybody, kid, man.
Yeah, your kids and your wives and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ain't got no respect now. But I'm telling y'all, on this goddamn phone, on this whatever, I swear on everything I got, them love. You can call me what the fuck you want to call me, because I'm pissed off. If you smoking that shit over there by me, I'm dialing 911. And I'm telling you. I'm goddamn telling. If I got my son with me, I'm telling. I'm telling. I'm just goddamn telling it like this now. Cause I won't go around nobody that kid and do that. You know what I'm saying? They standing right there, 3 feet away, like it ain't nothing. Then behind my trailer, it was a man and a woman sitting in the car, tooting powder. Like, what the fuck really going on, homie?
What?
Yeah, man, they were wild over there. That shit made me so motherfucking mad. I was ready to goddamn go before we even hit a ticket. I was, man, everybody can. Them guys that with me, them guys got great jaw. And they can't goddamn do that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They can't be around that shit like that. This is crazy, man.
People got to learn to respect. Respect people's personal spaces. You know, one thing,
yeah.
I mean, certain things is illegal. Anybody, you know, like I say, y'all be grown, you do what you want to do. Can't tell another man what and what not to do, but, you know, we need to try to, you know, get a few things under control.
Like I said, they were pissing out. Now they doing everything up under the sun. You know what I'm saying? And some of these guys raced. They were racing, not some of them. Someone wasn't, someone was. But it's just like you might have somebody that you know from Columbia down through that way. You like, you can step to them and say, "Hey, man, you know, this is a family event out here where people bring their kids. Can you not do that?" You know, it's up to us racers, us veterans in the game, to step to somebody that we know they're doing that shit and tell them, even though they're grown. You know what I'm saying? You put them to the side. You ain't got to front them out. "Hey, man, don't do that, man. You know, take it." I got a Polaris. If you got the fucking piss, I ain't got no problem with you riding on it. I got full courage on that bitch. You can turn it over if you want to. You know what? "Hey, but nigga, let me ride back to the bathroom. Get these keys and take your stinking ass up there. You want to smoke? Get these keys, take your goddamn bent up ass lips out in that field and smoke that shit. Don't do that shit over about me and my kid, man. I don't like that. I don't like that." That just was a complete goddamn upset to me. That shit was wild. And then, let me tell you about my tune. It ain't nothing racist. I'm just going to say it like a goddamn me. Majority of the white people do not tongue wrestle like us black people do. That's a proven fact. Now, you got some that will, the majority of them won't. They don't understand the talk that we do. They don't understand that jawjacking that we do. To them, it seems like we finna fight. Some of us know the rules. We know how for the go, how for the take it. With that being said, my tuning them don't know what the fuck be going on. That's the reason why I don't go to a lot of these races out of town in different little places, because them folk want to make sure they make it home to their family. They all got families, man, that they want to go home to. They don't want to be involved in nothing, no type of way that's going to cause some goddamn, some rumble in the jungle. They don't want to be involved in none of that. Somebody, I wasn't over there yet. When I got back, I'm like, what the hell going on? He mad as hell. Somebody put a barbecue grill in front of his truck with tacos and put all that fluid in that motherfucker and lit it. A brand new $80,000 goddamn truck. I don't give a damn, it's a goddamn 1958 model. Well, 2016. It's still that man's truck. They lit that motherfucker and the wind was blowing. Y'all, who was that earlier? They know how the wind was blowing in the beginning. That wind was blowing, and the grill wasn't even a goddamn half a yard from his truck. And the goddamn flame was blowing in the wind, and the flame was blowing over on his hood and on his headlight. He asked the people, what y'all trying to burn my truck down? They said, no, we're not going to burn your truck down. He said, well, hell, I can't tell. Look at it. Look at the fire. He said, I helped y'all move the grill. They said, we ain't moving the grill. I in the fuck they ain't moving the grill, and we were there first. I mean, the grill, you can own the lid up on the grill, and the lid will be on the goddamn grill. Yeah, I mean, on the grill of his truck, the lid of the grill would be. He get up and he move his truck and everything to the other side of the track.
That's just disrespect.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. He stayed on that long time to cool off. But he finally came back over to that way. The man was really pissed. He had a right to be. I didn't see it with my own eyes.
He can't tune your car. He got an issue. He can't even get over there to tune your car. He mad as hell about motherfucker burning charcoal by his brand new truck.
Then he got his son with him. You know what I'm saying? He got his little young son with him. Man. At the end of the day, bottom line of this story, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. I would never disrespect no man, no type of way, or his kid, or his old lady. A man is a man at the end of the day. All men deserve respect until they show otherwise they do not need to be respected. I don't know half of these cats that were down there. I don't know half of them. But a man is a man, man. And I will help any man that I can in any way possible. If it's not going to jeopardize anything that I got. I'm not trying to be no asshole. I'm not trying to be no prick. I'm not trying to be goddamn all this and that. I'm just telling the way that it is. The shit is very wrong to be doing the shit that these people were doing at that track. Now, the track officials, they can only do so much. There was one guy over there by me, DJ. He took two jacks and jacked up another car so he can get in and out with his car. They blocked his shit in. Everybody was getting blocked. It wasn't just me, man. It wasn't just me.
Wow.
Then I went over there to, I think the guy named, I don't really know half of the CLTNC guy. I went over there and said, hey, I think it's Blow. I think he called him Blow. Blow something. I said, hey, Blow. I said, I need to get out, Calvin. I said, I'm ready to go. We were ready to go after my car tore up and we told Mike to go ahead and pay Tarnell. I said, man, we're going to get ready to get the hell out of here. We cleaned up and rolled up and put up all our shit, loaded up in that truck, in that trailer. We were ready to go before 8 o'clock. You know where to leave that a limb? Because we couldn't. We were blocked in. And when Blow got through with his raid, I went right down there and told him, Blow said, all right, I got you. He the only motherfucker that I knew that had me blocked in, but he didn't waste no time of going in there moving his shit. By the time I walked to the front and came back, his shit was moved already. And he ain't got a car up there yet. He was still down on the other end. But all them other people, they had attitude because they didn't move this shit. They even took the spot where I parked my goddamn red car, man. They took it. Straight goddamn took it. You don't do that. That's why I say, before I hurt somebody or somebody hurt me, if you keep going down that road, I'd rather not goddamn do it. I got too much other real shit going on. than the goddamn be fucking around with a joke in the street on some bullshit. And have the motherfucker down there tote pistol like that in the wild, wild west. What you need a pistol like that for, a tote like that in the track? Put the shit in the glove box. Put the shit in the console. You drop that motherfucker and go off and shoot somebody, then what? Ain't no uh-oh,
damn
charge.
Charge.
You drop that motherfucker and fuck a charge. Fuck a charge. They drop that bitch and they shoot my son or my old lady. Ain't no uh-oh, I'm charged. I'm finna shoot them. No, hell no. Here I am, the law to every goddamn thing I got. Cause you fucking around drunk, high, drop that pistol and shoot my folk. I'm going to jail or hell for mine. Bleed it. They already know what to do. If I get into a tussle down there and something go down, everybody with me know exactly what to do and where to do it. I brief my team. I'm the quarterback. I can tell the motherfucker to huddle up. Let me tell you what we're going to do if this rain go down.
God damn.
Shit crazy, man.
We hope it don't go down.
Yeah, I hope it don't. I pray to God, let me know never happen like that. I'm not bad.
Yeah,
I'm not no gangster. Not, I ain't no portrayed to be like that. But this shit got to stop, man. If D got some folks up there, he know doing that shit, D need to step to them and tell them. You got some folks over there, you know, Columbus, that shit, you need to step up and tell them. This shit going to take a little time to get it straightened out. But if all of the men on this show listening were to tell the Nick man, hey, man, I don't think you need to be doing that. I ain't trying to be in your business, really, but, hey, that ain't cool.
We gotta be men amongst men, like you said. We gotta get back to that anyway, because shit is getting a little too out of hand.
They want
to
be that goddamn... They want to be in that goddamn limelight, but it's grudge game.
Exactly.
These jokers, the ones that just not getting in for the last three years back and up to now. Them jokers, man, they something serious now.
The
all of them, you go back 3 years to now, up to date, to today's date. I don't mean it by saying motherfucker, calling y'all motherfuckers. It's just a figure speak the way that I speak. This motherfucker is goddamn deadly. All of them. It's a time bomb.
Crazy.
They don't understand the game. They don't understand it. They're taking the phone away from me. I literally had a real headache, and I had to take a goddamn 800 milligram goddamn ibuprofen. T-Man that sent them to me, which is my driver, he didn't say a damn thing. He said, "Has anybody got something to take for your head?" That's what he said. He wanted something to take. His head was hurt. Oh, yeah. Well, I just got a tape. Okay, I will. Somebody told me chill out. I guess I'm stepping on some toes. They tired of hearing me what? Well, it is what it is. And like I said, I hope the goddamn shit changes. Somebody goddamn step to everybody else and do some other thing. I guess I'm going to the mic right quick. And you got anything you want to rebut on that, or you or either D? If not, I'm going to the Nick first. I got a hand. All right, 706-2841. The mic is live.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Tell me who we got.
What's happening, Carl? How you doing?
I got something to talk about. I had him over there this past Sunday. Okay. I was the first motorcycle to get over there. I got over there at the track at 9:15 in the morning.
What track we talking about? What track we talking about?
Grudge Fest.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I don't know what to do man, right there with holding the rope, letting the folks in on the racer side. What's his name? I guess he's Fred's son or somebody, whatever his name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I go through, and as I'm going through, he's telling me, he's going to ask me, how many folks you got, hiding inside the trailer. I said, man, I ain't got nobody hiding inside the trailer, man. I said, I don't do stuff like that. Okay. Now, how about all my buddies that come through there for the rest of the day, he asked them the same thing. How many folks y'all got in the back of this trailer right here? You know, and they took offense to that, right? You know, and then I had another partner. He didn't have his bike with him. But he was coming in on the racer side anyway to go over there to be with us. He said it'd be $60, but you probably can't afford that. This man is a retired first sergeant at the Army, got a good job. He was in a 2015 Mercedes 550 AMG, a $100,000 car. And this man talking about you probably can't afford this $60 to get over on this side right here. You know? And we all took offense to that, you know, he asking all these off the wall questions and making these sideways comments, you know. We didn't like that one bit. You know, we come in to race these motorcycles and do what we need to do just like everybody else. And they should respect us just as much as they respect the folks coming in with the pro mods or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think that was right.
Well,
I don't know what to say on that, but I can tell you like this. I'm going to tell you where a lot of that comes from. I do know this for a fact. For the one that don't know nothing about that finish of the track down there,
uh-huh.
Those stores up the street, on the road that the track is on, that's a little small gas station on the right there, they own
uh-huh.
that. By me saying that is, people will pull over at that store and buy some or not buy something, and they will goddamn let some folks out the cars and get in the trailer. And them folks at the store will call and tell
right.
them. I do know that has happened. And then the store that's not on that damn street, the street that you turn, you get on that main road to go to the track. There's a Walmart right there, new Walmart, the little market store. That gas station right there, they own that gas station too. People pull over and get in there right there. In the back of them trailer. They have had that happen before. And this here I know for a fact. And that's probably
right.
why they did that. They probably know, the store probably called and told them that it's certain guys that were getting in a trailer. I'm not saying that the case with you, but I know that the case that has happened. And I do know that for a fact. It has happened. And they will ask you to open your trailer too at some time. They will. They have did that. And I know they have did
right.
that at Mike Hill right before too also because me and Mike talked about it there a while back one time. And, at that store there in South Carolina on that corner up there, folks were getting in the trailer
uh-huh.
right there, and they called and told Mike about it. People do shit like that. Now, I'm not saying that showcase that what happened, but I'm just rebutting what you said, that we are having to have happened. Them big cat fuel gas station that finishes the track on
uh-huh.
all the motherfuckers down through there and some other stuff. And so they'll call them and tell them.
Well,
yeah, they just
on
in front of the track. Go ahead,
on that same note, the one my other buddy that's white, I asked him, did he get at that? He didn't know what I was talking about. But he came right
wow.
on in. And like I said, my man that he told that he probably can't afford that $60 to get in there, he was black. You see where I'm going with that?
So what? I didn't hear you on that part. Say that
again. You see where I'm going with that? The man, they told him to afford that $60. You were black.
Wow.
I mean, what made him so that? What made him say that? Do you know? I mean, he was going over there to park.
Yeah, he was going over there to the park, but he didn't bring it back. And, you know, and the dude said, well, it's going to be $60. You probably can't afford that. You know, he just quote, unquote, exactly what he said. Like I said, this man coming in here, he got a $100,000 car. 2015 Mercedes 550 AMG. And he wasn't talking to Brian about it. Brian said he was going to say something, but, you know, and, you know, I don't think nothing got said about it.
Yeah, it was 100 plus.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow.
You know, sometimes, brother, sometimes people don't know what to say when they open their mouth and it just comes out all wrong. Sometimes it be intentional. I mean, you know, we don't want to throw the car out there, but we are forced to keep it in our mind.
Right, that's right.
That's just life. That's just the way it is. I mean, we don't want to be the one to throw that card out there, but it is what it is. But sometimes a person will say things in a joking way when they shouldn't be joking. Sometimes you don't know, you know, when to speak. I hear people say a lot of times to speak, think twice and speak once. And I have a habit of telling people, if you think twice, you probably wouldn't speak. And when you do something like what you're speaking of, you probably didn't think is why you spoke. But I would venture to say, before we go into that side, I would myself say let it happen again and hope it never happen again. If you, I know you know what I'm saying. I would really look at it that way and then look at it saying he was being racist. I mean, you know, that's just because we want to try to keep this thing on a level head. We want to try to keep it, you know, as fair as we can and keep heads as level as we can. And with that being said, sometimes it still get out of hand, so we don't want to contribute to it, you know. So let's try to take that and hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, all the folks in our little circle, we all retired military, and it like six, seven, eight of us, you know, we've been racing these motorcycles 15, 20 years, you know, we just pretty much be doing it for, you know, just because we love to do it, you know. And, you know, this our track, and we just come out there just, you know, to have a good time or whatnot. Like I said, we come here all the time. Them folks know us.
Well, you know, like you said, $100,000 a car. That's because I don't know what's in your jeans. You dress yourself this morning. I didn't dress you. So, therefore, I don't know what's in your pocket as well as you don't know what's in mine or my bank account. So, you know, you shouldn't, like I said, you shouldn't make those type of statements. But sometimes we speak, then we think. And the guy that said it, I'd venture to be pretty sure and say that if he's listening to the show now, I know he wished he had not said it. You know?
I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you telling me and sharing what your feeling was and how you felt about it and what you thought about it. But if Brian did not say nothing to him, I know the guy you're talking about, probably a short guy. Well, he really ain't short. He kind of chubby like bald head guy.
Right.
I promise you this myself. I would talk to Brian about that. And, you know, just have a debate with him and talk with him about it. You know, like D said, we hope that's not the case, but if it is, it needs to be handled.
If that's
the case, it definitely needs to be addressed. You know, we're just going to hope and pray that it's not the case, but if it is, it should be addressed. That way it never happens again.
I
can tell you like this, you know, Brian has made a statement before. What would he get by pissing off the black fans and the black racers? Because somebody made something like that before. Now I asked him something. He said, what would I get out of it by pissing them off? He said, what I'm going to have then? A bunch of goddamn bracket cards? He said, I want no fucking bracket cards. He said, I want any good racers.
You're right.
Now. He has told me that before. He sure has, man. But like I said, I appreciate you interacting with your head and telling me what you thought and how you felt. Everybody's opinion matter. Everybody matter. And like I said, I promise you, myself, I would talk to Brian about that situation.
I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. With that being said, we got about 3-4 more hands up. I see y'all. Here I come. 404-8910. Your mic is live.
Yeah, man, everything I wanted to say, you pretty much had summed it up when you were talking about what happened to Macon and how that shit there was out of whack over there the other day. I couldn't believe motherfuckers really act like that for real. Like you say, you part, and I ain't gonna lie, what really made me think about that, all right, everybody who knows DJ, when DJ pull up to the track, he always in something flashy as hell now. He always in something flashy what make motherfuckers look. I never once heard nobody get on the microphone and say, DJ, you need to move your Escalade or your AMG or your Porsche, whatever you ride in. But You can take a motherfucker in a $500 cutlet with some $1,000 rim, and they got to block you in. I don't get that. They kill me with that shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really, I'm like, man, yo, that little $1,500 car ain't worth that. And then I was looking at that, too, when DJ was trying to pull in. I'm like, man, that man got a 50-foot trailer. Everybody's still there standing away. I'm like, damn, what y'all want to hit y'all or what y'all want to do? It's like it took him about 30 minutes to make this car, and I know everybody see him trying to get in. I just ain't. I don't know, some, not to say black people, but Negro don't make sense. Not against no black person on the phone, not against no white person. But like you say, nigga don't make sense. Not usually anywhere. I'm just saying that shit don't make no sense how grown motherfuckers act sometimes. You just, goddamn.
Yeah,
sometimes you just want to slap the shit out of the head and see what will happen.
I mean, not like you say that,
but sometimes people just get on your skin so bad, it makes like, damn, like I say, people always say the white man is the white man. It ain't white man, it ain't black man. It's the Negro, them motherfuckers gonna show up everywhere. Like, you can't beat them motherfuckers. You got one person, you can't say anything you say, like you say about the weed, man. I'm like, dude, if it's 300 people in the thing, why you wanna come and stand in the middle of with a joint? Go your head out in the field somewhere with it. Motherfuckers kill me with it, man.
Yeah, yeah. You right, man. You right. Man, them guys that with me got, they got a job, man, that pay real well. Most people don't have any kind of job. And they can't feel no drug test. That secondhand smoke is more potent than the goddamn firsthand smoke.
Yeah, man, I ain't get that, like I say. People, if it's all them eggs and land, I'd rather you walk around in the field and stand around the tree and do it. Don't. Mother come stand right up in the middle of the car and do it like it's a thing to do. I'm like, man, please. And like you said, what
like
I was
they
want,
like
we
they want to be seen.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm like, damn. That one thing why I was glad I didn't. We were supposed to bring a race car, and I was like, damn, we little early. I mean, we little late, so we didn't bring it. That's why I was glad, because I ain't have people fighting through the man trying to direct traffic. They got a race car coming through, and like you say, it'll be different for everybody out there in a Ferrari or a Corvette. Y'all motherfuckers need to keep that car. I'm like, dude, we see y'all keep going. What's the fucking purpose, man? Damn. Like I said, everywhere you go, you're going to see one of them motor. Not to use all the improper language in the end word, but them motherfuckers everywhere, man. You can't be. But like I said, I know y'all say this and that, but you can tell them all they still going to do the same thing when you, no matter when you turn your back in your face. I said, goddamn, you can't. I guess you can't beat these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's rough, man. Like I said, they don't respect themselves. So how can we expect them to respect us? But if you let you see a team six, for example, those guys got a lot of friends. They got a lot of recall. So with that being said, if they got somebody that they know, even though they ain't in their camp, they can step to them. And they know him. You know, hey, man, snap that. Hey, man, that ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? If everybody on this show listening would do something to that nature, we'll see a small change. Sooner or later, it'll be a drastic change.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. But then, like, there's some people now who come to the track. Well, I done seen some people come to the track. I don't think they know, like, the dude was saying that girl. There's some people come to the track. They got a big sign and no glass bottle. But then, I'm looking at 20 of y'all out here. I'm like, man, we know you can drink Corona. Man, don't bring it out here on the track and drop the motherfucker. We're in Phoenix City. So I need somebody to drop a bottle on the track. And big signs and no glass bottle. And making sure signs and no glass bottle. They come right on the track with a bottle. Like, let you buff on my $300 or $400 tie and I like, hit you with the same bottle. Then y'all looking crazy.
I agree with you 100%, homie.
Because I have seen that. How you at these little tracks, you ride through there and hit a bottle. So I'm not hanging about to say this.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I saw at Phoenix City. I got away from it. You know, all those city animals attacked on TV, right? How animals go wild. And then
I got into it with a dude by a snake. I said, dude, my 45 is going
to
kill
that
snake.
That goddamn snake. That goddamn snake.
I said, my 45 is going to go through that snake while you're right here. It's a crowd of people walking. I told him so. I said, dude, I'm just letting you know. In 230 grand, gonna go through that snake while you playing. You right here looking at the girl and walking around doing like you said, you ain't in the snake. You don't know what he might do. And he bite me, and y'all damn sure gonna read about it.
You damn right. Him and the goddamn snake. That's what I said, man. why would you bring a snake to an event like that and it was wall to wall, standing room only?
Exactly.
That snake talk to somebody, man, what the fuck he gonna do?
And like
what
you said, you had your kids and everything. And like I said, they gonna need them for you to restrain them when they help. And then the same way, always like with
crazy.
You, we bring them pit bulls to jump to the track. Like, man, leave them motherfuckers at home. What's the purpose?
Yeah,
you got 5,000 people out here. You come walk through here with a dog.
Leave them snakes and dogs at home. I agree 100%. Man, that shit crazy, man. It just, I guess they're looking for attention and want to be seen. That's the only thing I can come up with. Because everybody see how them bears attack people. They train them bears and shit. They turn on the people and bite them and kill them. They call it maul. They maul them to death and shit like that. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Them animals will turn because they are the wild. Regardless of what you do, how tame they are. I don't understand that. That bitch bite me. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Any goddamn day.
Exactly. And I damn sure don't want nobody to say I went out because nobody ever wanted to bring no snake to the raider trail. You somebody looking around crying saying that's what he went out about.
Yeah. That when I'm talking about that damn snake, I went to the concession stand for to get some. I didn't see it on the boy at first. You know, I'm shocked. I didn't see the motherfucker. This dude kind of talked. He called me. I got it down with me and another dude was talking. And somebody grabbed me by my shoulder and tucked me around to the dude. Man, let me go quit playing. When I looked up that damn snake right there, man, I had the goddamn had a heart attack.
Yeah, that was we stand up in the crowd and all the folks start move around. I turn around and look, and the dude walking toward him. I told him right the river, I said, dude, I think it's 4 to 5 and go through that snake. He's like, no, I ain't like that one. I'm just letting you know for you can get close. Why you looking at everybody like it's funny? I got some fun for you.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, like you say, he ain't got no. You can't control the mole. He decided to bite you. What can we do about it?
Exactly, nothing. Man, I don't know. People just don't think, man. I don't know. That's why I say I'm getting the benefit of the doubt. They're not thinking that they want to be seen. They want some attention.
Yeah. The frame ain't that bad. It ain't that serious.
Yeah. All right, then, Captain. I'm gonna go to the next couple of lines. I got a few more. You can just put your phone on me. I'm going to need your mic live.
I got
okay.
You.
706-1353. The mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good,
brother. How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Man, I just want to touch on the Fiend City thing. I've been around Fiend City for a long time. And DJ knows. DJ, Twin, and Kim, you can just wait. They built that track. But most of the time, they treat them guys and everybody else, African-American, like they're second-class citizens. When James Hancock and Willie Gittin show up over there, they treat them guys like they're kings. That is probably one of the most prejudiced tracks I've seen in a while. You see little black kids run around and driving the four-wheelers, grind them or run them guys down, trying to stop them. Little white kids get on the four-wheelers, they let them guys be and leave them alone. It ain't changed. It ain't no different. My philosophy is this. As long as we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything every single time. When we stand up as a group and say, guess what? Until y'all start letting us run some events, letting DJ put on some events, letting Kim put on some events, we're going to just stop showing up over there. I'm not feeling I'm going over there no more at all, ever, again.
I thought you were coming in good.
Wow. And this ain't just now started going on. It's been going on forever. And that's just how they do.
Well, I'm thinking about reaching out, possibly trying to do an event over there. I'll see if they're receptive to it because I don't mind doing something. People have been asking me to do something over there for a while, but I'll reach out and see if they'll let me. I don't know. I haven't asked in a while, so maybe. Maybe like times have changed. Maybe things have changed. But I mean, things gonna have to change if we want things to be better.
You know? I agree 100%. Cause it just don't make any sense. But I tell you what, if black people start going from over there, they can listen to them crickets go up and down that track. Cause ain't nothing else gonna be running. We underestimate the power of our dollar all the time. If black folks are not racing and paying a dollar, them guys go broke. Period. we are the show. We are the guys who make the show. We are the patrons that pay that money every week, week in and week out. Without us, you can have them 10 white people there watching the race and them 5 cars they got. Other than that, ain't nobody gonna be there.
Whew.
So being politically correct is one thing, but being right is another. That's all I got to say.
Okay, brother, I appreciate your opinion and what you think about it, and I'm glad you got it off your chest, man. And everybody listening, and everybody weighing in on what they think about it. All right, let me go to the next.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. 312-1227. Your mic is live.
Hey, what's going on, fella?
What's going on, Cam? Who we got today?
Hey, you got Big Eddie out of Chicago. I heard you called in the Sunday show, Shake and Bake show, and you brought that up. I think that was the first time you had talked about it on a radio show, and that had been on my mind as well ever since you said that. And I just wanted to let you know that I think because of you, I'm going to make that one of my topics for Friday night. And
I'm
going to come in and iterate in on it. It'll be a pleasure to have you come in and talk to Big Eddie and Nephew and let people hear your side of it, because, you know, it's definitely something that needs to be, you know, brought to people's attention, because the first thing people say is that I'm grown. But at the same time, they're not acting grown and they're not respecting. So I think that's something
exactly.
That definitely needs to be spread among all the shows. So, DJ, I'd just like, if you can, just call Friday night. Come on, 8 p.m., the Big Eddie and Nephew, and
okay.
We can, you know, keep that topic rolling, and people would probably get an understanding of it. You know, I don't think it got that bad out of our tracks yet, but it can happen, so it needs to be brought to the forefront.
Yeah, the problem is it has the potential to be like that anywhere.
That's right.
So anytime okay. It's a real big event, so we need to try – start spreading the word and just letting people be, you know, a lot more mindful of their surroundings. And, you know, a lot of people don't like certain things. And, you know, furthermore, we all know it's illegal. So, I mean, you know, like I said, do what you want to do.
It ain't just about that goddamn weed. It's about the motherfucking disrespecting people, man.
Yeah. A whole lot of
property.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It ain't just about that weed.
Before I go, I want to also say something out to my brother D. Brother D, you know, you be throwing down on them prayers, you know, sometime, you know, up north here, we can use a little prayers too, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
it. He can lay him down.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Bucky ass naked.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know who this is, right?
No, I don't, right?
It's your boy Crooked Nutter, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you Bucky Ass Naked. What's up, DJ?
What up, Crooked Leg? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, look here, man. I want to say something about what he was talking about, too, man, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, man, last few years I've been suffering with this COPD thing. I don't like for people to be around me with cigarettes because I can't breathe.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And like Eddie say, first thing somebody say, whether a cigarette or weed or whatever, they come up there, they smoke, and I say, hey, man, look, I got a lung problem, man. Do you mind that? Well, I'm a grown motherfucker. I do what I want to do. I say, you're going to do what you want to do in a grave somewhere, because I'm going to try to put your ass. You don't move now, because I'm asking you, because you threatening my health. I say, I'm asking you as a real man, a gentleman, to move on with that. I say, I don't smoke, and I don't want to be around it. So take your grown ass over there by yourself somewhere with that. And like you said about your kids, but Nick, you don't want people around your kids with that kind of stuff. You know,
exactly.
It's true enough, I got grown kids. I'm 54. My kid's grown. My baby is 31 years old. But now, like you say, it's a time and a place to teach your kids. I grew up in the projects. I still lived in the project until I was almost 30 years old. So, but what I'm saying to you is this. My kids were out there in that project. So I had to show them and explain to them what drugs were and different things, you know what I'm saying, so they would be aware of it. And you know what I'm saying? Right now today, none of my kids drink or smoke. You know what I'm saying? And I explained to them very well. And, you know, I'm just saying, it don't work. What works for me don't work for everybody. But, you know what I'm saying? You got to reach the young man, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. I've been seeing it here. And I'm down here in Gulfport, Mississippi, and I've been seeing it here. And I live in a little community they call North Gulfport. And it's a rough little area because they call it Little Vietnam back a few years back. But this is what I'm saying right here. With these kids, man, you're best to start teaching them young, because they go to school with these kids in these public schools and even in some of these private schools. These kids come out of these neighborhoods. They're going to learn it, and they're going to learn it the wrong way. So, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I see kids right here walking out pregnant. Little girl up the street right there, two houses down from me, she was like 11, 12 years old, pregnant. I think she's like 16 now. She got six kids. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, bro, you got to teach your kids.
Whoa. She's how old and got how many?
She's 16 years old and she got six kids.
Oh my gosh!
She had two sets of twins. She had two sets of twins and the other kids. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but I'm saying, but she still shouldn't have that 16 years old. One man don't want a woman with six kids that age, you know. And
did you hear? Quickie left. Was that my phone went out?
No, let me see where he at. Quickie left.
I'm here.
Oh, he dropped off. He probably called back. He dropped off.
Yeah, I heard it when it faded out. I thought that was my phone went out. I thought, I said, what the hell? Yeah. Yeah,
no,
man.
At the end of the day,
if everybody were to step up and say something to somebody about some of this stuff, you know, we ain't trying to police the track. But, man, respect some people, man.
Right?
Like,
right,
but, you got COPD.
Hey,
you know, you got to respect the man.
Butt naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This nephew. Man, this nephew, and I just wanted to say, it's hard to person respect or a child respect when they grow up in a disrespectful environment. Meaning that if they sit around and the parents let the kids sit in the company, like when we was little kids, you couldn't sit in the living room while your mother or your father was entertaining company. They sent you to your room. You know, carry your little ass to your room. There's grown folks. You ain't got, you know. Now, you're allowing the kids to sit there and be entertained by grown folk conversation. They see you smoking. They see you drinking, wearing your pants halfway off your ass. And so these are the things that they see. So what do? As kids, they emulate everything that they see. And so this is the main reason why there's no such thing as respect. They don't have any respect for something. And then when you say something to them, the first thing that they say is "You ain't my daddy" or "You ain't my mama." You know, back in the days, you know, like they say, it take a village. It take a village to raise these kids, man. And we have to get back to somewhere, you know, putting ourselves or holding ourselves accountable for trying to help them out as much as possible, because the way that it's going right now, man, you know, in Chicago, we have over 100 and something homicides so far. 934 people shot. Within a couple months. Not even a whole summer. You know, the summer ain't even started yet. 934 people shot. And so what I'm saying is that it's getting to the point where if it keep going the way that it's going, they're going to be extinct. They're going to be just like the dinosaurs. They're going to kill each other. It's genocide. And who benefit from it? We don't. The funeral homes benefit from it. The insurance companies. And so, you know, all I can tell you is that sometimes you just got to be the bigger person sometimes and just walk away, because ignorance is something, it's contagious.
You know, I understand that the guy got an $80,000 truck, but somebody got up that morning butt naked, and they say, you know, you ever heard the comedian Bernie Mac say, instead of the entertainer say, I wish a motherfucker would.
They go
to the racetrack with the intentions, or they go places with the intentions of starting shit.
Yeah, you're right.
They want to start some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you benefit with a person that wake up on bullshit? Nothing, because he ain't got shit to lose in the first place. That's why he got the attitude that he got. And we had
never
to
looked
learn
at it like that, but that's 100% right.
We had to stay away from people like that, because what they'll do is they'll make you throw away everything you done worked so hard for on their ignorance.
You're right. Show right now. He ain't said nothing wrong.
Wow.
We appreciate you. Well, we really do appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We appreciate it.
Like I said, I never looked at it like that, the way you said that we go, well, like, I wish a motherfucker would. Hey, there's something to think about. Yep.
Let me get this
next caller also. Go ahead.
You just said that they was out there toting guns like they was at the Wild Wild West. If you had the racetrack, my point exactly. So you think that somebody, they don't see you with a gun, and they got a gun on you. You say something slick to them out of the way, they under that act. I wish a motherfucker would say something because they feel like they got the up.
Yeah.
And if you got something, you got to get to yours. They already got there.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's all.
I appreciate you calling in, man, and I appreciate your input on it. 228. 11:32. The mic is live. Who's speaking with?
Bad man, I fell off, but nigga.
Okay, Cricket 11.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell you. You know, I'll just tell you, man. See, like I was saying about that girl. Her mother has a child younger than hers. They sit around and drink and smoke, like nephew was saying. They're not being raised because they sit around and drink and smoke with her and everything else. That's unrealistic, bro. And like he was talking about the guy walking around with the gun down there. Okay, here, last summer they passed a law called, in other words, the gunslinger law. You can wear your gun on you on public as long as it's in a holster or exposed where they can see it. And I try to explain to these young black kids right here, they run around here with these guns on, they don't have records true enough. But I tell them, I say, man, all that is for you to go out there with that gun on you
and get a shot.
The other people are licensed to kill you. Because they're going to pull their gun out and shoot you and swear up and down that you pulled your gun on them first.
Yeah, that's true. Or they're going to get the police the reason to shoot your ass. Because why? He had weapons. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Might have a vendetta against you. You know what I'm saying? You may not know it. Police don't like you. And he see you with that gun and he'll swear you pulled your gun on him or you went for it and he shot you first.
And who they going to believe?
And there was all the guys up there, man, some guys like, you know, old as me or older. They were standing around and when I was telling them kids, they say, man, you know what, I never thought about that. You say you 100% right. I said, that's all it is, bro. That's all it is. And they fall for the okie doke every time. So, you know, bro, you know what I'm saying? Just remember what I was saying, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Teach your kids the right way. Don't let them learn it the wrong way. That's all you need to do.
Hey, quick letter. If I give you a gun, or if I give you the right to use a gun, what I done just did is now is that I don't have to police you. I have to police you. I can let y'all police y'all. And so instead of us killing you, we'll let y'all kill each other. That's all that is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing. They're hoping that with that gun law like they got it around here, they're hoping that we kill each other more. And it's happening, just like in Chicago, it's happening. We got less than half the people that y'all got up there in that city up there. And, man, it's probably been about 20-25 deaths right around here this year already. And I'm talking about within the last 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope somebody runs to the. Well, you know, I just wanted to come on and talk to you and DJ and everybody, you know what I'm saying, and share a little something with you. But you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, and I agree with everything you're saying, too, because, man, when we go to these tracks, bro, we're supposed to be going there to enjoy ourselves, get off a good race or two, watch a few good races, and go home to our families or with our families. That's what it's all about. It's just a family event. That's all. That's what it's supposed to be. I say it that way, but knuckleheads won't let it happen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. All right, we appreciate your input, man. Every thought that everybody said, every comment that they shared, I greatly appreciate it. I hope some of the fans and the racers that are on the line listening, you know, hope y'all take the heed of what we were saying, and, you know, and try to reiterate this to some of the other people that are doing some of these things. Hopefully, we can make a small change soon and a bigger change later. You know, and hopefully, get some of the stuff turned around. With that being said, now back to the drag racing a little bit. That damn Gold Rush and Seal Team 6 put on a hell of a show over there in goddamn Macon, the zoo. They did the damn thing. For the one that wasn't there, y'all missed a hell of a show. And me and Scott and Seal Team 6 were locked in the run. I apologize to the ones that came to see that show. I couldn't make the raid because, you know, I had some goddamn issues with my car. Everybody physically saw it with their own eyes. And I went to go try to do my damn thing, and I knew they were going to try to do theirs. Hopefully soon we can get that damn thing kicked back off again. But for right now, that shit lit the eye out of me, homie. I don't know if I want to raid right now or not. That goddamn bread spinning like that ain't no goddamn joke. Hell yeah. I mean, I was hyped. I was ready. They were hyped and they were ready. I just had to up about 3 weeks, three, four weeks before that. I had the motherfucker sick. Get down there. Something else to help. I'm already mad at them ignorant people doing what they were doing down there. I didn't have a good time. Just left a bad taste in my mouth right now. So I might put it in the shop soon, and I might not. I had to dance this morning to sell every damn thing I had. I was just that pissed off. I had a hell of a deal going on.
Be like that sometimes, brother. But,
yeah.
I hats off to you, but definitely got to give props out to Produce LTC. They did that thing this weekend that they seem to be doing pretty much every week. So, you know, they LTC like the new prime time. I know I might get a little backlash for that, but hey, it is what it is. LTC, there where you go, you hear their name. So, nothing wrong with that. Got to give props to Produce. So.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They gonna bring that action, but I'm gonna tell you like they him. They still my whoop boy. Don't y'all forget it now. I ain't that goddamn. Like that merch goddamn ain't out of me now. But I got a little at me, but I still got one or two breaths in me. So I'm gonna say even my last couple of breaths. They still my whoop boy. Now when I think about that shit there, it make wanna goddamn go in the shop tomorrow. I can't keep getting up spinning that bread like that, man. Shit.
Yeah, if you don't realize that shit comes. I had a little mishap myself. I can welcome them. It pissed you off. I mean, it had me pissed off that day and the next day. That's why I didn't go to the track Sunday because I still had the list of stupid problems, probably a very inexpensive problem, but yet and still it's a problem. It couldn't be fixed at the track, but. And couldn't get it fixed on the weekend because, you know, we need to parse from it. It's not open. But
I'm not going to say my own expensive, DJ. We pulled one spark plug.
I know yours.
Not the porcelain, not the goddamn spark plug. I ain't talking about just, it burnt the tip off, but it got them, not the porcelain, not the goddamn son of a plug. Burnt that shit out of there, the white porcelain, with no porcelain down in there. Put a compression check on that motherfucker that bitch had right at 20 pounds. Now, this bitch got a hole in it somewhere. And then all the other plugs on the other side was all the that motherfucker tore. I look like a goddamn duck down there. Like she drives him out of head died. I can't even got this. I'm just going to be real. I'm a real motherfucker. I was sitting in that trailer in that goddamn cooler. I wanted to cry. I swear to God, I wanted to cry. I had tears in my eyes. I'm just going to tell it like it was. They looked in there. My partner, Gray, looked in there. He right there with the pool. He had a head up and looked and saw me sitting in that trailer. He just shook his head. He said, I know. He said, boy, I know. Man, I wanted to cry, man. I wanted to run 15-6 so bad. I wanted them to fuck me up, or I fucked them up once. That was my intention was. Somebody would get fucked up real bad. I didn't want to go down like that. I didn't want to take no punk out. I wanted some blood. But they got them to get my blood at once. Then I just put all that goddamn bread to get there. Man, I spent some cake to get down there.
Hey, man. Know the feeling.
Then I had got my tuna and all my other buddies to call. Man, let me tell y'all something. That track had a good show regardless. But a lot of motherfuckers, majority of the motherfuckers came to see me and Scott get it on. They want to see that.
I agree. I agree a lot. Yeah. I talked to a guy, a buddy of mine. He's from around. He done moved. Well, I don't know if he actually moved, but I know he drive a truck. And he was in Florida this weekend. He rented a car and drove up from Florida. He said the only reason to come to track was to see you and Scott race.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I don't know a lot of people. I know your face, but I don't know your name. Man, so many motherfuckers came up to me shaking my hand and talking to me about, man, I can't wait to get, what time y'all do it? What time y'all do it? This is the movement. Scott gonna goddamn cut your nuts out and throw some salt down there and stop the bleeding. All kind of shit like that. Man, I'd be glad when you get that motherfucker through. And man, I don't hear all kind of shit that day. It was really hyped up to be what I thought it was going to be, and I really wanted it to go down.
Yeah.
I really wanted it to
fans
go down.
Fans wanted to see it. That's for damn sure.
And let me tell you something new. I didn't mind nobody betting with me if they want to bet. But, man, let me tell you something. I had motherfuckers over there wanting to write down names and how much money they wanted to put in. I said, they ain't going to cover that kind of goddamn pot. I said, I can't count. I don't know them bottom like that, but that's an ungodly fight. Who going to? I wouldn't cover that. If CLT6 came in with me with that kind of money, boy, I couldn't cover that goddamn pot. Let me tell y'all something. The pot would have been if Ray would have kicked out and they would have did it. The pot would have been more than both our outfits together.
I really believe that. They probably could have did it, man. They did a lot of ass whooping, so they probably had that pot.
Yeah,
they
do a lot of ass
whooping. Now they say one of their races was $20,000 pot.
Yeah, they went 7-0, so that's a lot of ass. They cut a lot of ass, so.
Yeah. I had an old man. I don't even know that old man. That old man came up to me and said, "But Nick, I don't want to bet on the side because I don't know nobody." He said, "But I got sick. I don't know. I want to put in y'all pot." He said,
"Good
get rid
gracious.
Of it." An old man. Not no young man. A fucking old man.
Good
I said, "Well, sir, I said, our money going to go in the pot first. Anything after that, we can do it." I said, "We had to write it down or whatever." He said, "But I don't want to put 3. I want to put 6. I said, "All right.
Damn.
We'll see when it gets when the time comes." That man gave me his phone for me to call him at the track. He said, "When y'all get ready to bid it, now let me know." Man, motherfucker coming to me left and right trying to put some money in the pot. I'm like, wow. And car key, not car key, wheelchair, all that been talking shit. Motherfucker, whatever y'all got, the big we gonna cut. We hit crazy ass. That's a crazy ass young man. I like that big nose motherfucker.
But see, that's what it's all about. It's all right when you're joking, Jaw Jack, with you. You know that. You know what I'm saying. It's all in love and fun.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter. After win or lose, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be all love, man. This ain't what we do for a living. This is what we do for a hobby. This is a sport that we love and enjoy and dump all our goddamn extra money.
Yeah. Well, you know, like
DJ, you're going to catch some black. You gonna catch some flack for saying that, DJ. You know somebody do this for a living.
Yes, I don't do it for a living now. So I don't do it for a living.
Well, we gotta say, I know we'd be remiss if we didn't say anything about this weekend. Grudge Inc. will be in. Is it Arkansas? We going to Arkansas this weekend. All roads lead to Arkansas this weekend, Grudge Inc.
Okay.
And also, I think Trigger Man having his race up in Darlington this weekend also. So, and if there's any other races, I wish everybody continued success. I hope everybody keep coming out in groves like they've been coming out to support. Because that's, that helps races that's putting on these events to come to other people's events. And it just makes the whole racing game better. Racers love to see a lot of fans, and fans love to see races. So, keep it all going and put on good shows with, for the fans.
That's what it is. That was all about the fun and goddamn coming on out of support. But, like I said, I don't know if I'm coming back out or not right now. I might not come out the ball to race. I feel just they got them bad, boy. Shit. That shit rough. Your old lady looking at you crazy. I know you didn't spend no more money. Hell shit. You just spent X amount of dollars. You even spent X more. Hell yeah. I want to hear that shit. Come home at night. Ain't got no hot meal. Come spending all the money up. Fuck that. Motherfucker, getting that fish your own plate. You spend more money on that cutter, you spend on me. You know how they do it. The real ones on the phone know how they do it. Y'all play crazy you want to. If you ain't got no woman raising hell, how much money you spend in a car, you ain't got no goddamn woman. I don't care if it is your money. They gonna raise the hell, man. What, we fell off, DJ? Yo.
Still good, but nigga, I hear you.
What's going on? I thought we just fell off or something, but I guess we did. I thought it got silent. It got silent over for a second. DJ must fell off.
Hey, but nigga, what that you just saying about your woman ain't raising hell?
Yeah, all the women raise hell. Spend all that money.
Bro. No. You think I know how to spend that money? That's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you, like I be telling you, last week, Tuesday was the 12th, my 34th anniversary.
You right, we got to know how to spend it.
I'm like burning a heartbeat, you know what I'm saying? But I will spend money on it. She'll never say nothing to me about that.
I can concur to that, Crooked Leather. I spend my own mind too, boy.
If my car down,
hey, she go in her pocket and say, hey, take this. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I need a woman like that. Good. Great.
But see, DJ, I say it like this right here. Like me, I only got hobbies, not habits. I only got two hobbies. And one of them is fishing. And that costs a little money, and the other one is racing, and that costs a lot of money. But I tend to limit myself to what I do and how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Because my mom told me something long years ago, and that's what I hold to. She said, don't ever let your wants overpower your needs. So I get what I need first, and then I worry about what I want later.
All right.
Yeah. Quick and little, you want to sit right about that, but when them got that CLT and sit talk shit to me, fuck my goddamn knees. I'm going with them wants. I can't let them win, boy. I can't let them motherfucker that breathe loud at all. I got to smother them bitches.
Hey, but nigga, I just got to feel like it's right, like Doc Holliday said in a Wider movie. You got your huckleberry. That's all that is.
Huckleberry. Hell yeah. I can't. Anybody can whoop me. I just can't let them beat me. Not them. Hell no. Hell no. They're 1,000 of them motherfuckers. They just like the Wu-Tang Clan. That's what they
is. Well, if you need some help, butt naked, man, I'll send my boy up there with his car nephew, man. You know, help you out, son.
Yeah, we need somebody. Come on, knock him off. Come on,
you sound like old boy that song. If CLT 6 beat you, you be singing that song. So I can't sleep and I can't eat.
Yeah. I can't let the motherfucker get back, boy. You just don't know. They ain't going to let me live it down. No. Not bad, I don't need them. I don't give them pure hell.
Damn, but next time he got a hard off of CLT 6.
Shit. I don't know what it is, but man, I tell you, I can't let them get by. That's why I said, I'm glad the car tore up then instead of got them on the pass. And I was able to car to blow all the pieces and the motherfuckers got them beaten. Hell no.
I heard it. Damn.
To the no. Hell no. I told my driver.
No, no.
I said, if we in front of them motherfuckers and them some bitches get out there and you get the wiggling on, I said, bro, I want you to go home to your wife and kid. But if you had to put that bitch on the roof and slide down the track, goddamn it, put it on the roof, slide down the track, and turn that wind on. And you be safe.
I heard it.
Just be safe. Don't let them bitches win. Do not let them bitches win. For nothing. And then me and Tarnell had the pot. We had a bet, 1-on-5, and hit cane. And somebody brought one of them goddamn CVA canes to the damn track. Man, I don't want this goddamn cane. I don't want no CVA cane, Tarnell. He said, pivot with that motherfucker. They said, oh, but they going to get if he get that. This motherfucker, him, on that goddamn brand cane. I want a real cane.
So you left his good cane at home, but you a cheap cane.
Yeah. He talk about, my old lady bought that cane. You ain't gonna get that motherfucker. Hell no. No. Oh, no. See, and I got another one better than that one. I don't want them good goddamn cane.
I heard that.
Yeah. It was all fun, though. Other than that bullshit that we're going on the track, we had a pretty good time. Dog are now pretty good. BT are now pretty good too on the microphone, so we had a pretty good time. Like I said, them track guys were phenomenal, man. Them guys down there, hey, I didn't see nobody get smart with nobody, and they welcomed everybody, and hey, they did what they could to help you if they could. Oh yeah, really a little short, older guy, kind of thick, like I don't want to say fat, cause some folks get offended about fat, man, called fat. But he really went fat.
They call you fat, buddy.
I love my fat. They don't give a damn. I'm big daddy.
they call me fat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you, well, you lose weight, but can you lose ugly?
Well, fellas, with that being said, I guess ain't nobody got too much more to talk about tonight. Yeah, we just want to get that off our chest. We got a few listeners that want to say what they want to say and everything, man. I hope and pray that some of the stuff changes at the track. Because, like I said, if we're going to come down to being like that disrespect for not respecting people's property, and it got to be a wild, wild way, I got a lot to live for. I'd rather walk away and goddamn go down that road with them motherfuckers like that. And until I decide what I'm going to do, you better not come over with that goddamn funny-ass cigarette. I'm telling you, I'm calling the police. You can call me what you want, snitch or whatever you want to call me. I'm dialing 911 goddamn one.
And I don't think.
Somebody please dial 911.
Hey, man.
I'm going to tell them what you look like and what you got on. I'm going to tell them you got a pocket full and you're trying to sell it. And I don't want none. I'm telling you, I swear on my mama. Yeah.
Hey, but nigga, they gonna pull that card out, man, you know.
I knew it. Oh, God damn. We got another hand that came up. Yeah, I knew it. Look at them motherfuckers, fall over your bike. Don't start no bullshit now.
Oh, hell.
I ain't gonna call the firm number out. I'm just gonna call the land number, your phone number. Sell them. Your mic is live.
I knew you were the police.
Hey, I wouldn't, but I am gonna be now, goddamn.
I knew you the goddamn police.
Champ, what's up, Champ 901 Key? What's happening?
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, DJ. Yeah. You know where all your money going to your girl. You ain't spend no money on no race car.
Nobody said that.
You ain't spend no money on no race. Your girl ain't going for that.
That shit. That's been how I want to spend it.
You said they smoking that weed, goddamn butt naked.
Say what now?
You said them boys smoking that weed at the track.
Snow powder too.
Oh man, that's fucked up. Somebody was a small child too. Oh yeah, that's fucked up. Now I smoke a little bit at the track, but I try to stay in my trailer with that shit.
Exactly. I know what you do. You don't care about my trailer with that goddamn around my trailer with that shit, mate.
No.
Them boys, I can reach out and I can put my arm on their fucking shoulder, my hands on their shoulders. And so that they're reaching this.
Yeah.
And the motherfucker pulled behind my
trailer.
With the trailer door up. I had to let my trailer door because they like they going to run on my trailer door, my flip out part. So I let that up. Goddamn, I be goddamn. It was a girl and a boy back there, two pound like they was goddamn at a goddamn Super Bowl tuning that shit.
Like they practicing to be on Boogie Night.
Yeah.
Man, it was so powerful too.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They call it the zoo, guys.
See, the problem, this is the thing. They wonder why the police be coming to some of these racetracks and stuff, man. Come on, we don't need no police all over the track, but they be there because they know shit like that go on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they know for
crazy,
some day. Y'all
tell it. You and DJ, you and Buddy. What that motherfucker said? I didn't hear. What did he say, DJ?
I said, ain't no control now. Y'all
know. Yep. I'm going to tell it, goddamn. I'm going to tell it. Let it happen again. I don't give a fuck who they are. I'm calling the police. I'm dialing 911. I'm in a sit-to-sit track. I'm in a sit-to-sit truck. This motherfucker got on a goddamn yellow polo shirt with some goddamn blue pants. And since they got a pocket full of goddamn dope. I'm telling on your ass. I'm telling them. Don't worry about my trailer with that shit smoking.
Yellow shirt, blue pants, and some green joint.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that. I don't think they're going to come by your trailer, buddy.
I hope they don't.
They ain't going to come by that butt naked, especially when you officially said you snitching. So hell no, they gonna find him somewhere else.
I'm not snitching. I'm straight goddamn telling. I ain't gonna snitch or drop me. I'm straight goddamn telling on the ass.
Yeah,
I'm gonna point them out. They ain't right there. Look at them. They ain't right in that cutlass. Look at it. They ain't right there. You watch them
telling
them.
Yeah, snitching is when you tell on a motherfucker behind their back. Telling
is when you tell him about there he is,
there he is right there. They call
his name is DJ Grant,
aka the number one, so
you're
gonna tell
him
everything.
Well, I know your name or not, I'm
goddamn
pointing you out. That motherfucker right
there. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Y'all better not goddamn it do nothing at the track, I'm sorry.
Your ass goddamn be respectful. I ain't seen you goddamn you in the trailer every now and then outside of her, but you don't get nobody else shit with that shit. I can't say that.
Yeah. Right. See,
I went, hey DJ, I went and got an own meter. I need an own meter one time. I went in that goddamn trailer. I'm gonna hold my brother down. I can't get out that motherfucker. They got the it cold as a motherfucker in there. Yeah, I got all right. You can lay some meat up in that motherfucker.
Hey, look. Hey, you went in sober, came out.
Man, the top of my head was banging like a motherfucker. Get the fuck out of him.
That nigga ran over to the barbecue grill trying to eat the shit while I was still on fire.
Nah, hell, but they trying to find something to take. That shit gave me an egg.
Nah, you get the munchies when you smoking, when you got that weed, and you get the munchies. You try to eat everything.
Well, one thing about it, we ain't got to worry about you doing that often, you and DJ Grant, because y'all got them and ain't going to be, y'all ain't going to check it, but...
Don't get me started on you, motherfucker. Don't get me started.
We ain't got to worry about that, but twice a year. So we know two times a year that you and goddamn DJ Grant going to make sure no more can't do nothing at the track.
we gonna see this year, Mr. Witt.
Well, you gonna cut Uncle Gene a check for me, goddammit. Get my shit fixed. You with him boy two times. I just can't do it no more right now. Fuck me.
Shit, Uncle Gene bagged up anyway.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. He took my life 3 months. Three months.
Thought I was lying. They thought I was lying when I said Uncle Gene bagged up. I said, shit, they said, well, goddamn, what's your motor? I know he's going to take care of you. He got motherfuckers down there with 4 and 5 motors. One person that want all of them. Hell, I ain't shit.
Yeah, not only that, he got one motherfucker getting two of the same kind of mobile.
Yeah, shit, I got them. I
called that motherfucker Monday. I called him Monday. And I asked him, well, can you just cut my pistol and send me my pistol and stuff? Well, I see what I can do. I'm a little behind. And I'd rather you bring it on to me, but I'll be about 3 months.
Hey, my nigga, you and Witt, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Like y'all talking about them engines now. Now, like you say, one man got 5 engines there, and if that man spending, let's say, $20,000 on 5 engines, and you going to come in there and you going to spend $15,000, who do you think you going to put up there first?
The motherfucker who got them five.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But people don't understand. They get mad. Oh, man, this, that, no. Man, look, this money over here is money in the hand. You know what I'm saying? I get to you. I might work on you a little bit and get you out of here too, but you know what I'm saying? Let me make this money over here. And I might cut you a deal.
Yeah.
You might be 15, but I tell
you
that's crazy.
Oh, hell no.
It ain't cutting no one else. He's going to keep the lights on for several months.
I'm just saying if it was me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really cost me nothing but, you know, time. So I might cut you a deal on the time, you know what I'm saying, on the label.
He ain't going to do that.
I already know that.
Go down and take my 3-hour goddamn lunch break. Where the fuck you been? I flew down. You flew well? I had to fly my plane down. God damn.
Hey, Crook 11.
Go goddamn fly that goddamn plane.
Hey, Crook 11.
Yeah.
The motor man, the dope man. And as long as you putting out good product, goddamn it. Somebody gonna pay for it. They gonna go scrap deal, whatever they got to do. Goddamn it!
The reason he had to get on the plane, he had to drop some loads.
Yeah.
Come over, got a lot of shit up there, boy. I'm telling you. Yeah, he got a lot of shit.
He got a lot of shit in his bank account too.
Yeah. Yes, he do.
Yes, sir. He is officially.
What it is,
dope.
What it is.
And his season is about – his season is in full bloom right now.
Yeah.
If you're a motor man, if you're a motor man and you got a credible name, shit, you done just turned into the dope man because your season is in full bloom. And they're going to go and scrap that money up to get it. Even the not-so-fast people, they're going to go do it.
Motor man, transmission man, all of them.
Yes, sir. He got to start somewhere. Somebody making some cash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they sure will. Man, somebody got to spend it.
Yep. In this game, you're going to continue to spin it.
You said you weren't there when we blow it up, boy. We had something on the track, man, like it just, you couldn't even see the goddamn car.
I heard it looked like a diesel. I heard it looked like a diesel truck. Diesel truck is it.
You couldn't see the goddamn car. Man, I only see that black ass smoking fire everywhere. I thought the car literally blew up. My man was on fire in the goddamn car. Like, what the fuck that was? He just made a big cut off. He coasted all, he thought he was going to make it. That big coasted all the way around, badly didn't make it to the return room. And that big cut the fuck off. Goddamn. All right, shit. Got ran that oil all on top of the goddamn intake. Like, what the fuck? How the fuck the oil get on the intake? Where did it come from? What the shit. All the goddamn stinking ass shit I can't think of blowing in the air. Motherfucking that loud ass music. Pissing around on my trailer tire. Shit. I load this shit up. We finna go. And now at 5, we're getting all the shit together. We loaded up, ready to go. We still didn't leave at 11 o'clock. We ready to leave for 8. We couldn't even get the fuck up out of there. That white dude said, he said, hey, man, can y'all give me a hand? He jacked up a car with 2 jacks and moved a car out here with so he could get out.
That's fucked up,
man. Yeah, they brought him in the same way.
Hey, but nigga, now I'm gonna say this, and I got 2 people on the show here. That sounds like one of them old back in the day Bobby Colavins out here in Hattiesburg. What you talking about? All them people all over the damn place. You can't keep walking, motherfucker, running into you and shit. Man. Now Hattiesburg used to be
bad.
Bobby races. Man, shit. And they bought B&A's racing. When Bull and Harry used to put on them races up, they used to be big too, bro. I mean, shit, you couldn't ride a four-wheeler some of them races, man. You couldn't ride a bicycle. You all you do is walk in. You go to pull your car out. You got to wait for 10, 15 minutes to get people out the way so you can get to the lane.
Man, you stood in the goddamn line 30, 40 minutes at the place of order to get something to eat.
Oh, shit. You'd be in line for hours.
And then after you played the order, you still in line another goddamn 30 more minutes to get the food because they had to cook it. They ran out just that quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Kick the order,
damn.
Kick the order. At least you know we're going to be hot.
No, it wasn't big at all. The mother was just selling like hell like that, man. They couldn't keep up. That lady just keep on. 400 pounds. Yeah. She had 400 pounds of ground beef for them hamburgers. Real ground beef. Shit. That was her second time going to get that 800 pounds of ground beef. And she said they couldn't run out again. I'm like, God damn. That's a lot of goddamn ground beef, buddy. And they were selling out. Then some lady down there, I don't want to talk about nobody's shit, but she had them old cheap ass red hot dogs. Them little red, them hot dogs that be red and turn the water red when you boil them. She had them, she was selling the hell out of them motherfuckers. I'm like, God damn.
That's that big, 2 big old goddamn packs of about 50 wieners in them for $4 at Walmart.
Yep, they were red as hell. Red.
Yeah. Tell you water. I don't know what water red like the old red sauce used to do, the old hot sauce we used to do. Tell the water red like
this. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, man, it was nice down there. Like I said, it's real nice. Like I said, that goddamn CLT shit did their damn thing. They did the damn thing. They showed the fuck out. And a lot of other folks, I don't know them guys from out of town. Now, hey, they came, they showed up, and they showed out. Some on one, some on law. And the guys in Arkansas, they were getting it in. And they tried to do the best they could with a lot of things. And some of the guys in Mississippi, and I met DMX from up there in Detroit with his scare ass. I told him, you can go to rent cold blue, but you won't rent me. Yeah, man. Bugging like DMX. I'm going to try the ass, dog. I said, you're going to get your ass knocked out, goddamn it. You're going to get hit like, get hit by a car when you go out there fucking with that goddamn cold blue. And you want me to ring you? You tomorrow? They're going to hit me and knock me up. I said, keep fucking around with them. Why would happen? I've got to try something, dude. I've got to try something. Okay, damn it. Don't say I didn't pay. I said, when you go over there, fucking with them boys, come on back over here and drink something that look like that. Are you going to be drunk as a motherfucker? You told me after they fucked them up. You told me, didn't you? You told me. I said, hey, you can let me make that same head you gave to them. You don't know them. You don't really know me, but hell, you don't talk to me. You ain't talk to them. Feed me, goddamn it. Let me make that change. I'm glad I didn't do. I'd have been fucked up back there fucking with DMX. My shit would have blown up on him. I went in here and straight off the train. And speaking of that shit there, that motherfucking Wayne, where he at? I talked to Wayne Lee. Wayne said the punk out money don't have to be paid, DJ. Unless I would, now there was Biz said with Wayne on the phone. You had to get up there and call his name out. Go down there. Roll in the bug, turn both bugs on, let the tree drop, then roll out the bug, get paid your punk out money. I see the devil is a goddamn lie. Y'all bitches crazy. Yeah. They must do that shit up north. We don't want to do that shit down here. Did somebody tell me we don't do that shit up north either? That's some bullshit. And then Wayne was at the track, BJ. Yeah. Wayne was at the fucking track and then paid me my punk out. I don't know what Wayne looked like. Man, I don't know you. You look right at me. You were so upset about that car, something down there. You look right at me in the face. Motherfucker, there's a million motherfucking niggas out there with a Tarzan movie. I didn't know who you were. Oh, man. I don't feel like I owe you no punk out. Yeah, you do. I paid mine. You don't pay yours. Yeah, I goddamn want it. He said he's going to get it to me, though. He told me today he's going to get it to me. Well, we're going to wait and see. And now I'm going to be on Quick Let Them Show Friday. I'm going to blast his ass. He got the Thursday. He said he's going to do it tomorrow. And not Thursday. I'll be on that goddamn show calling him out. I'm going to pay Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry's going over to Detroit. Pick that check up for me. And I'll goddamn pay you for going over there.
I heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so look, and winding down, like ain't nobody got a whole lot to say. God damn it, I wish everybody would like everybody, you know, like I said, would say something to some of the guys and try to make something out of nothing. God damn it, make this shit work. Where everybody got them, you know, try to make a little small change in this. And Wick, if you stay in your trail, you ain't got to worry about going to jail. So I'm calling the police. Never real talk. That being said, DJ, take us out.
Appreciate everybody for calling in. God bless everybody. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you next week.
All right. That was Inspector Goddamn DJ and Captain Butt Naked with a new law enforcement. Have a good night.
Butt yes, Naked.
Great show, man. Great show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, D.
See y'all next Tuesday.